I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Conducted by Robert Spano, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra performs the first movement of William Grant Still's 1930 composition, Afro-American Symphony. William Grant Still, the first American composer to have an opera produced by the New York City Opera Company, is remembered for his first symphony, which was until the 1950s the most widely performed symphonic work composed by an American. Born in Woodville, Mississippi in 1895, and educated at the New England Conservatory of Music, composer, arranger, and conductor William Grant Still became the first African-American to have a significant orchestral work performed, is also remembered as the first African-American to conduct a leading American orchestra. Still's distinctive and diverse musical education included studying medicine at Wilberforce University in advance of his budding appetite for music, first at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music, then at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. In the 1920s, he landed a gig as an arranger for bandleader Paul Whiteman and the legendary blues composer W.C. Handy. Not only was Still a prolific composer of operas, ballets, and symphonies, he made history as the first African-American to conduct a professional symphony in the U.S., when in 1936 he led the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. William Grant Still's compositions from the mid-1930s also reveal his affinity for early jazz, and though he was reluctant to liberate motifs linked to the style, he did employ essential elements recognized in the form through natural harmonies unique to jazz, an impressive footprint on the landscape of North American popular music integrated with Western Eurocentric classical music. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org. Tonight at 7, join me for an evening of world music with African roots and more here on Wisconsin Public Radio.